We did not get together as an executive and decide on a message that we wanted to give communities. What we decided was that we were going to go door to door and have activations and bring the communities together in community halls. And I don't think any other political party has had as many community hall meetings as the Patriotic Alliance. We've returned to several communities on numerous occasions. And the process is that we go and listen. We want to understand what the burning issues are in our communities. And from that, we extrapolated five key issues on a national level. But we also recognize that there are different issues in different areas. The solutions required in El Dorado Park are very different from the solutions required from a rural community in Bitu, for instance, or in Knysna. So we specifically decided on the five national points, and those are points that we heard in every community across the country. And so then we went back and we proposed solutions and we listened again, and we could see the interaction with the community, which solutions resonated, which ones didn't. So our slogans and our messaging is based upon what the community wants. Again, we are a party that believes in what you see is what you get. We're a party of truth. So all the messages and slogans that we have put out there are based upon the requests of the community, the solutions put forward, the solutions that have been well received. Then we did research on whether those solutions are viable, and we put the slogans and the messaging out there based on the things that we can and will do. The Patriotic Alliance is not making empty promises. We will get results because we know that the promises we've made regarding our five key manifesto points are all achievable. They're all based on policies that already exist. It's based on a lack of a political will from the other parties. We're bringing that political will. So our slogans and our messaging is decided based on the needs and the feedback from the community. It's not decided based upon some committee who's disconnected from the people and is just manufacturing commentary. I think it's important to understand that the Patriotic Alliance is a very innovative political organization, and we have quite a different culture and values to traditional political parties. And we embraced social media 6, 7 months before the other political parties. I know there was a lot of hubbub in the media about one of the big parties had an online online launch or whatever it was that they called it. We'd already been doing it for 6 months. The president speaks to our constituents and to our community on social media 2, 3 times a week. We have a open channel of communication between the leadership and the community. We have live feedback. We know what works, what is resonating with our voting base. We know what the needs are. We've proposed solutions and we get live feedback on that. So our posters and our messaging and our communication is largely placed on social media. We know that there are certain individuals throughout the country that don't necessarily have access to the social media, but we've discovered that in every one of those communities, no matter how remote, there's always going to be a group of people who do have access to social media. And we then rely on word of mouth. Those people then go out and communicate our solutions and identify with the challenges that we've identified. So the posters are mainly placed on social media. And then secondly, of course, you can't get away from the traditional requirement to put hard copies out in sight of the public eye. So those are following a more traditional model. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are certain things that just work. And so our hard copies are being put up in communities, although we've taken a slightly different approach. We have a smaller number on the posts, on the polls, and what we've asked our members to do, the community members to do, is to put the posters up on their house, but perhaps in the inside of a big window or on the front door. So the posters are all over the show. They're being populated throughout our wards by our members, and the members also then feel that they're part of the process. So that's where our posters are being placed, and a lot of thought has gone into that, and we are getting good feedback on that.